Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You never heard that before?
No, that's funny.
I thought that was a pretty common thing. It may be older generation thing. You know how like Dukes has sayings from like the 1920s?
I love them. Two shakes of a lamb's tail.
That are some of my favorite things he does. Maybe that's an older one that I thought that was commonplace.
I told you we'd do this earlier. I mean it this time. NBA 2K18 Xbox One available at the end of this segment. A couple of you have been waiting very patiently to talk Kirk Cousins and the Redskins. We'll get to you next segment before the end of the show at 800-636-1067. At that time, we'll give out some attaboys. We'll take a couple of players and talk to them. We'll sit them down. We'll tell them. We'll give them a pep talk that they've got to be better. Right now, though, to the hotline we go. Our Tuesday appointment with our buddy Charlie Slows. The Nats are having a workout today. They are just a few days away from game 1 of the division series against the Cubs. Charlie, you were at the workout, my friend. Curious what you saw and what some of the key storylines were.
Well, workout's still going on right now. You have live pitching going on. Edwin Jackson and A.J. Cole are pitching to Nationals hitters who want some live BP other than hitting off coaches and BP pitchers. So you've got Bryce Harper and Jason Worth and Matt Wieters and Jose Lobaton taking swings against these guys in what you'd call a simulated game-type situation for both the pitchers and the hitters.
Charlie Slows, presented by the 5-Star Cooling Experts at Crop Metcalf, a proud partner of the Washington Nationals. Call 1-800-GO-CROP or visit cropmetcalf.com to schedule your appointment today. Charlie, Steven Strasburg's throwing a bullpen. That's something you would do if you were going to start a game, say, on Friday. Is that what it's looking like to you, that Steven Strasburg is your game one starter?
Well, he's got to prepare like he is in the event that Max is unable to go. And if they're holding Max another day or so, on what he would do in a normal game routine, that would indicate that Steven would be ready to start on Friday and then have Max go on Saturday. And that may be just as a precaution to give Max the extra time for treatment for this tweak of the hamstring. And the nice thing about the way the schedule lays out, if there aren't any rainouts and the weather looks great for game one and game two here in Washington, temperature supposed to be right around what it is today, you know, high 70s, low 80s in the day. You probably have upper 70s around game time. Perfect weather for both of those games. And if you don't have any rainouts like they did last year, it doesn't upset the schedule. So whoever your game two starter is could also come back and start in game five if you needed to do that.
Charlie Slows is with us each Tuesday on Grant and Danny here on 106.7 The Fan. Charlie, what do you think are some of the keys against the Cubs? Maybe don't get talked about as much as they should or enough.
Well, you know, the thing about the Cubs is they're a team set up with so much versatility that Joe Maddon, in mid-game, if he makes switches, he can move players all around the field, infield to outfield, outfield to infield, especially three of his players, Ian Happ and, of course, Chris Bryant. And also, he moves people around the infield as well. I mean, he even has his first baseman take off the first baseman's glove when they play for a sacrifice bunt, and the second baseman becomes the first baseman. So they created that rule, it seemed like, just for the Cubs and Anthony Rizzo. So a lot of versatility in what Joe Maddon does, you know, is hard to predict. And I think that's one of the things that maybe doesn't get talked about as much with that club.
Charlie, where are the decisions that need to be made here for the Nationals? Obviously, it's back end of the roster stuff. We know who the studs are. We know who the first and maybe even second guys are part of this bench. Is it three catchers? Is it an extra outfielder, given Worth's recent health history? Maybe Kendrick banged up? Is it an extra bullpen arm? What, to me, are the decisions that have to get made, and where do you see them?
I agree with all of the things that you just mentioned. I mean, one of the things about Pedro Severino is if you only go two catchers, and you're in a tight game and Wieters is on base and he's the tying or winning run and you want to pinch run, you can run with Severino because he's fast and just stay in the game to catch. If you don't have a Severino on your roster or you don't have three catchers, then you're looking at a two-player move. You have to decide now based on what he did in Florida and what the Nationals see in the next couple of days on Brian Goodwin. Is he your extra outfielder? In Stephen Drew, I mean, they pretty much hinted that he's probably not going to be available for the division series, but maybe if they advance, that he could possibly be available for the league championship series. So certainly makeup of your bench. How many extra outfielders do you carry? How many relievers do you carry? Do you carry a long man? If you're not carrying a long man, you're probably looking at the right side of your bullpen being Albers, Kinsler, and Manson for sure, and Joe Blanton maybe as your fourth righty. If you're carrying eight bullpen pitchers and only four starters, then you're probably looking, you know, Doolittle at the backhand and Oliver Perez, and then maybe Sammy Solis and Eddie Romero all make it. Just depends how you make it up. What's more important, the extra position player? Maybe it depends on if you carry the third catcher or only two catchers, how it affects the makeup in your bullpen. So I'm glad I'm not making these decisions down to the wire, because you just never know how games are going to play out, and you're trying to be able to be prepared for any situation that comes up.
Will Bryce be himself? How close to 100% do you expect him to be in these division series games?
Well, I think health-wise, he's 100%. Watching what I saw in the last week, I think in the last game on Sunday, what was very encouraging was to see him barrel the ball up twice on a single to left field and a single to right field. He's barreling up these guys that he's seeing in the simulated game situation. So it's just a matter of, I think, squaring one up, taking one deep in a postseason game, and then I think you'll see the price that you've always seen. You know, I love watching, you know, Jason Worth in these situations. Now, naturally, he was hurt a lot of the year. That was the case in 2012 with a fractured wrist. And, you know, he still is one of the biggest hits in Nationals history with that Game 4 walk-off home run off Lance Lynn that kept the season alive at least for another day to Game 5. So I would never count him out of a big moment. But I'm real anxious to see how this lineup performs. I know, Grant, you were so anxious to see Anthony Rendon move up in the lineup, and you know he can hit anywhere you put him and be successful, but he really gives Bryce that protection right now, and maybe forces opponents, you know, to pitch to Bryce when they're looking at Rendon, Murphy, and Zimmerman behind him.
Charlie, I love that we get to have these questions and these kinds of answers. It's playoff time. It's almost here, and also excited to see you tonight, man. We'll see you at Mush Ball, the Nats Youth Academy.
Mush Ball, I want to see some great stuff to call in this game here, so I hope everybody's planning on coming out to the Nationals Youth Academy. We're going to get there around 6:30. We're starting a little after that, right?
Yeah, 6:30 we'll get there. Anthem a little bit before 7. 7 o'clock, Charlie Slows will start making fun of us on the mic for everybody to listen to.
Plenty of material
there. I told
him
to be easy on me and you, but he'll probably have a good barb or two at some point.
I mean, how else would I want to spend my night off?
Then at the Mush Ball game with your pals. I think it's a great question, Charlie.
Absolutely.
Some people are
absolutely
workers. Charlie Slows is one of those people. We love you, buddy. There's Charlie Slows.
Short, and Danny has pulled something.
On Grant and Danny here on 106.7 The Fan. Let's do this. Caller number 10 at 800-636-1067. You're going to win an MLB Network prize pack to help celebrate the American League Division Series on MLB Network. This October, Network brings you two exclusive Division Series games plus live coverage before and after every game on MLB Tonight. Go to findmlbnetwork.com for the schedule and your channel number. The details are online now at thefandc.com/contest. I want to squeeze in Eric and Alexandria, who's been waiting very patiently to hop aboard. What's up, Eric?
What's
how are you?
Hey, guys. I think Kirk played really good last night. He's been playing that good for the last 2 years. I've been kind of in denial, but the game last night kind of proved it, that Kirk Cousins is definitely – I think he's real on that. And like, I thought the first year that Kirk Cousins wasn't really all of that. And then you ask, what's his worth? Well, Kirk, whatever Kirk Cousins' worth is, Kirk is smart on both sides of this game, because it seems like he's playing good football. But he knows if he keep playing good football and they keep franchise tagging him, he's going to be in the top five quarterback payment every year if he keeps doing it this way. If he does it any other way, he loses five mil at the end of his 5 years. If he do it this way, he gains 5 mil at the end of his 5 years if he keeps doing the franchise tag. So he's smart enough to play the game with the Redskins, and he's smart enough to play the game with the Redskins on the field. So I think Kirk Cousins is a great guy right now. I love him both ways right now.
Thanks, buddy. I appreciate it. How'd you feel this morning real quick when you woke up? Did you feel like they get a moral victory out of it, or were you more mad?
Man, I was happy they played a really good game. I was happy it came down to the finish, because in the past, the defense would have given up by now. I mean, they would have given that game away. And, I mean, you can't blame that on the defense, because the defense played them really well. And if you
especially,
look at,
I thought, Eric, thanks for the call, sir. Brother. First couple quarters, defense picked up where it left off against Oakland.
They were terrific.
Kansas City couldn't score touchdowns.
They couldn't move.
And even in the second half, what I loved about the defense, the number of field goals they held them to.
They had 77 yards with 5 minutes to go in the first half, Kansas City did. 77 yards in a half.
Crazy, man.
You do that, you've done something great.
Yeah, well said. 800-636-1067. You haven't been able to get in today. We will wrap up some of the loose ends, things we haven't hit on enough, some guys that didn't get enough shine. Also, got a game to give away for Xbox One.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.